there's some good news and some not so good news, Andrew, but overall it's all moving along and it's all pretty positive. I think we're sort of up with the game at the moment. The response from people, you know, volunteering assistance and goods and finance and that has just been overwhelming. We're dealing with that in the response of the overall community in Western Australia. On one thing, which is a chore in itself, you know, it takes a lot of resources, and we're very, very grateful for it. It's just fantastic. It just really is. With regard to the immediate recovery that's going on here, Horizon Power, they'll have power on to pretty well everywhere, and for those people that are in the area that's not, it's not going to be good news. But that area will be the area on South River Road at the end of Browns Range, where the main turn-off is south from Carnarvon here on North West Coastal Highway. That there's been major infrastructure failure there, and they'll be working on that. But as we speak, they're restoring power to Rio Tinto's mine operation to the north. We've got the bore lines on. We've got another 22 bores come on for the Water Authority this morning. And the problem there is that the pipe's broken coming to town, so there'll be water getting to the plantations. I don't know how they feel about that, because they've got plenty, but yeah. There'll be water on for use at the plantations or some of the plantations again, South River Road area, close to town's going to miss out, and town's going to miss out. There's only about 0.7 of a metre in our holding tanks here, so we're right till this afternoon, and it's very important that people get the message in town that water is going to be limited. So just use it for drinking, and if they've got rainwater tanks, that's good. But just use it sparingly, and it'll go a lot further. The resources and people are being flown in as we speak, but the biggest problem is getting access to it. It's not a matter of fixing it. It'll only be a matter of hours to fix it. But to get in there at the moment where it's broken, it's just a severe degradation.
Yeah, so what's the time frame on that again, Dudley?
Probably, if people are careful, or unless they're using it at the normal rate, it'll run out before dark tonight. But so we're just asking people to go sparingly. I'm sure if they can cut down to one shower a day or just a quick one, it'll go quite a lot longer. I mean, I think that's pretty well common sense. But Water Authority are working as hard as they can, and they've got the resources. They just can't get in there. It's still running water. Still 700 mils running down Graham's Gully, which is in that area, and that'll drop, but that doesn't mean to say that the pipes or the area of the pipes will be above water for a while. So that's the problem. It's just a practical problem.
Yeah, so I imagine a lot of people would be wanting to use water to for the clean-up as well. So
yeah, but in town's okay, Andrew. I think I think we've got to make sure that people outside of Carnarvon understand that town itself is okay. So we're asking the people in town to please spare the water, because they're the ones that are going to go without it. The people that have suffered the impact of the flood mostly, outside in the horticultural and the Kingsford area, they're the ones that we need to get it on for as quickly as possible to do the clean-up. But the fact is, it's a major failure of some of our infrastructure just caused by the flood.
So take heed is the message. And
That's correct, Andrew, yeah.
Limit your water use. Now, what about phones? What's the latest with them? Is that an issue compared to everything else?
I'm not sure about communications. I know that I believe the junction's out of communication. As everyone, I've been on mobile like everyone lately, but I'm just not sure about the landlines. But as far as I know, they're working okay. There'll be some areas that obviously aren't.
Yep.
But at the moment, most people, that's not one of the high priorities that's come up on our list of people worrying about phone.
Yeah, okay. Now, your CEO, Maurice Badalana, was on the radio this morning talking about setting up a one-stop shop where people could come in and get supplies and various things. Is there progress on that?
Yes, there certainly is. That'll be, we've been trying to find a place that can cater for probably up to a dozen agencies under one roof. We've settled on the woolshed, which is part of the Civic Centre complex here. There'll probably be a dozen agencies, and we'll have that set up in the next 24 hours. It's sort of being held up a little bit, if I can say that. We'll start off small, because that's how it is, in the office at the Civic Centre. But as the people of the evac, because that's also the evac centre, as that's cleaned out, as people move on from there, over the next 24 to 36 hours, that will become the centre of everything in the one-stop shop.
Yeah, a good one. And you mentioned yesterday a priority of people's mental well-being. What's your take on it today? Is everyone coping fine?
Yes, everyone's coping very well, Andrew. I mean, you know, it's how people react to the stress, and it's very, very understandable. There are people here who have been absolutely devastated with their losses, and you know, our heart goes out to them. But it's everybody's doing their best under the conditions. There have been part of the help. If I can just go off my notes here, the priority at the moment for health at the moment is to get medicines out to the Gascoyne Junction. There'll be an assessment made there by a nurse or a doctor sometime today. And the local hospital's got plenty of medicines, gases and all that, so that's going okay. But we've got, I'm just looking for the note because there's a doctor coming up to do specifically to deal with the trauma of it. So that's under control, mate.
Okay, well, that sounds good. And I don't know if you've caught much of the radio today, but I see the opposition has started to play politics with the flood mitigation and work that hasn't been done by the current government. Is what's your take on all that?
Oh, I think it'd be pretty bloody silly of them to do that, Andrew. This has been going on for 25 years, and this is not the time for finger pointing or point scoring. This is a major mess here, and you know, no one ever wanted it to happen, and this flood's the biggest flood ever recorded in this area, and I don't think it's very very clever to play politics. I mean, I'm sure that they mean well, but let's just get it sorted out, and then we'll sit down on a cold hard light of day, and we'll start to get some remedies into this, because this is a state problem, and not only for the our fruit and vegetables that are supplied out of here, but also access to the north, the major resource projects in the north that Exmouth, Onslow, Karratha. We've got to look at this in a big scale here.
Okay, and just finally, food. Is that all under control?
Absolutely under control, Andrew. And for those that are worth it, the main roads are really working hard. I can tell you there'll be no way out or in from the south immediately to Carnarvon. I understand there are vehicles able to, under escort, get within a relatively close distance to the south, but they're strictly emergency vehicles bringing stuff like jet fuel, that sort of thing. So helicopters that are operating here can just fuel up, you know, 20 k south of town. But it's absolutely restricted because they can't go any further. You won't be able to go any further for 2 or 3 weeks at the best to the south. To the east out through Gascoyne Junction, that road's been flowing this morning. We thought there might have been an opportunity there, but that's out. So it's going to be all north, so all concentration of getting it reinstated is going to the north. And we're hoping that sometime this time tomorrow there will be a finite time put on it, so a matter of hours after this time tomorrow. So within 24 hours people will be able to be given a way out. I understand that fuel is being delivered to Manila, and that people that can't get fuel here or have got enough fuel to get up to Manila, they'll be able to get fuel there.